Once upon a time, deep in the wooded savannas of the Matumba Mountains, there existed a lion. This big cat was never more contented than when lounging beneath his favoured acacia tree, gazing up at the stars of Orion. In ancient Greek mythology, Orion was a fearsome hunter, which perhaps was why the lion fixated on this particular constellation with such amazement and wonder. Whenever distant thunder heralded its intent, he would head to the nearby river basin. This is where he replenished his reserves, quenched from the streams with both fervour and keen, for here he was both seen and heard. Beneath the watchful stare of his guardian, the night raven, he was assured of untroubled hydration. Needed his strength, as the lion's intention was superintending a scheme of wild land reclamation, had planned to empower the rise of a nation, affectionately known as his pride. Thanks to the raven, there was no present danger of the craven abdication of his moral obligation, and often all that he could do was sigh. For the lion was under no illusion as to the heat of fusion when attuned to the truth within its eyes. Should he be required to find seclusion, then it was foregone conclusion that his movements would lead straight back to the rapture of the riverside enthusiastically. Gymnastically he'd stride with the tenacity and might of one emphatically defined by sunflamed mane and moonshine eyes. Not, however, on this most dramatic bitter night. For the hyenas, never known for kind demeanour, had been meaner than he'd ever preconceived there dare to be. In evening shade beneath the acacia tree, and most disgracefully they named and shamed the lion for what they deemed downright lazy. Blamed him for the state of parched terrain that he proclaimed would soon be nourished. Neither, as it transpired, were they known for their encouragement. The lion was no stranger to the dangers of the open range. Yet his gentle heart ached at the senseless pains inflicted by resentful thieves of Zen who these unrelenting bleeders drained. Circumventing with intent to maim and kill the spirit of goodwill for which their quarry had been famed. Not the kind of big cat trained to abstain from height of skirmish. However, he had seldom been so unforeseen of whirling like a dervish. Hurtful words were a burden far worse than the slur of combative excursion. Each sharpened sneer was a hearkened spear to his entire being. Every sense was heightened. Yet the lion was enlightened to an ever-verging, frightful dearth of feeling. Never one to purge through mere entitlement alone, selective of the stress he felt enticed into revealing. Precious few would see him reeling, licking wounds by riverside, underneath attentive eye of raven. It was then, as his Zen was evidently in the most dire need of replenishment, that the lion spotted movement in the reeds of fevered sediment. Delicate the serenade, as verdant green grass swerved and swayed. Indeed, the kind of masquerade which could have claimed great peril. With everything at stake, he waited patiently for confirmation. Suddenly, his feral instinct kicked in with elation. As the lioness caressed the reeds akin to breeze of Venus, blood began to circulate the heart in sparse stagnation. It was clear within an instant hers was of an intravenous persuasion. Obscene as it had seemed, this was indeed the queen of fabled decoration. And in all the years he had roamed these plains, the lion had never felt so untamed in veneration. She was a vision of unrestrained beauty beheld through the eye of a patron of faith whose tainted heart swelled to delight in the kindliness graced by one of very timeliest placement. Standing adjacent, the object of every affection, the lion prepared to unleash mighty roar, clenched his paws and reclined to hind quarters, would have fought tooth and claw to ensure her safe keeping, lessen the stress on the shoulders she bore. Yet on this occasion it was he who felt wholly adored. Protected by the love of sweet reflection, the lion roared proudly, and in his direction the lioness echoed his bold tone profoundly, much to the hyena's disgust as they scattered akin to the ashes of windbust, likely to prepare more vials of antitrust midst bluster, flap and flounder. Meanwhile, at the riverside, the lioness addressed the lion's stride, a very same dressed pride inclined, caressed his weary eyes with gaze of incandescent shine, ventured forth to cheer a smile once every bit as endless as the Nile, raise it with her own and reassure this big cat most emphatically that he would never be alone. Make it actual fact that he was actually home. As legend would have it, such synchronous roars became infinite habit thereafter. This braided remaster united in the guardianship of the scene. Never more contented than when lounging beneath their favoured acacia tree, gazing up at the stars of Orion, parading Zen resembling the essence of Zion, the lion and the lioness left the most tremendous of impressions in their legendary wake. And every now and then they would head to the nearby river basin to replenish their reserves. For beneath the sweet persuasion of the watchful eye of Raven, they would evermore be seen and heard, adored. Two big cats and one emphatic roar.